Okay, we're now in my bedroom in Hartlepool. Maybe not as acoustically good, I don't know, but the washing machine is on in the bathroom. Very selfish of my dad to wash my dirty clothes while I'm trying to do a daily digital dollop. It's very selfish, isn't it? God, I don't know how I have put up with this all these years. I don't want to bore you with details about the recording quality and that kind of thing, but this is a really annoying digital recorder. It's got three microphones. One microphone at the centre, two microphones which are picking up what's going on to the left and right of me. But this is frustrating because it means that rather than just picking up what's going on directly in front of me, it's also picking up all of the room noise, and there's nothing I can do about it. There's no way of turning that left and right microphone off. You see the conditions that I have to work under? When they make a documentary about this, they'll be talking about this. David still valiantly ploughed on, despite his dad putting the washing machine on while he was trying to record and having a recorder that picked up room ambience. But yet, despite all of these issues, he ploughed on valiantly. Oh, it'll happen one day. My genius will be recognised. David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 42. I'm coming out of the closet. But not until 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow will probably pose the greatest challenge so far to this consecutive daily blogging project. I will be spending the first half of the day in a cupboard. I am not attempting some kind of highly watered down, poor man's David Blaine stunt, whereby I spend 4 hours in a cupboard without food or water. I shall be joined in the cupboard by Michael and Sean from my folk group The Young'uns. The cupboard is situated in the building that houses the radio station BBC Tees, optimistically labelled a studio by the people at the station. It is tiny and can barely fit the three of us in, and has very rudimentary technology. We've been in this cupboard before. There is only enough room for two chairs. There are only two sets of headphones and one microphone. We've even performed songs in this cupboard, which involves the three of us squatting at the microphone very close to each other while we attempt to sing in a very tight and awkward space and position. That is what we shall be doing for 4 hours tomorrow. We are doing a series of interviews from this one cupboard for a number of different BBC local radio stations. We will be put in the cupboard and then basically left to our own devices for 4 hours. A phone will ring on the desk, and upon pressing a button on the tiny unit, we will be connected to the radio station. We'll then get asked a series of questions, perform a live song, squatting intimately together by the microphone with no previous level checks and no idea how it actually sounds. When the interview is finished, we will then be disconnected from that station, the phone will ring again, we'll press the button to answer, be put through to another radio station, get asked the exact same list of questions, have an intimate squat and a sing, be disconnected, and so the cycle continues. We start with an interview on BBC Tees at 9:45 until 10:30. At 10:30, we're on BBC Radio Lynx until 11. Then, at 11, we get connected to BBC York until 11:30. At 11:30, we are handed over to BBC Bristol. Then, straight after that, we are contacted by BBC Radio Wiltshire. Immediately following this is a chat and a song with BBC Radio Merseyside. And straight after that, at 1 o'clock, we are contacted by BBC Cumbria. At 1:30, we finally exit the cupboard with a new perspective on life. Decide that 4 hours squatting intimately in a cupboard with the same two people has pushed us to the brink and consequently disband the group, therefore making the last 4 hours completely redundant. If you're a crazy person, then you could use the above list as a schedule and tune in to all the shows. You'll probably hear the three of us becoming audibly more and more insane with each passing interview. We've had nearly 2 months off, and I feel as if I should have been spending that time mentally preparing myself for the moment that I have to spend 4 hours squatting in a tiny cupboard with the same two people, being asked the same questions over and over again. Perhaps I could have spent the time developing some technology that is able to do the interviews on our behalf. I could have fed all of our answers to previous radio interviews into a computer, and then programmed the computer with a load of keywords pertaining to each answer. When a presenter asked a question, the computer will check the list of keywords and choose the most appropriate answer based on the best match. Given that I'd had a couple of months off, I'd have probably had time to make even more complex enhancements to the system, including programming the computer to detect the intonation and inflection of the radio presenter in order to register that a presenter might be making a joke. At which point the computer could choose from a series of Young'uns laughter clips taken from previous interviews, ranging from mildly amusing up to side-splittingly hilarious. This invention would save us the hassle of having to actually answer the questions. We could just sit outside the cupboard, getting on with something else. And we'd only need to interrupt the young'un's radio interview autopilot system if the presenter said something off the general script that the machine was struggling to find an appropriate response for. If such a moment occurred, then the computer would then resort to playing out a series of hesitation clips until one of us came back in and took over manual control. This hesitation collection would consist of a number of sounds and hums, throat clearings, and other miscellaneous filler sounds. But unfortunately, I haven't been spending my 2 months off on such a project, and so we're just going to have to resort to the original plan of squatting in a tiny cupboard for 4 hours. If there are any engineers or computer programmers listening to this, and they fancy helping us develop this system, then feel free to get in touch. After the 4 hours of radio interviews, we then have a meeting with an accountant. Following this, we head to Middlesbrough Town Hall to do a sound check for the evening's gig, our first gig of the year. I won't get back home until midnight, so I'll be out all day, meaning that I'll somehow have to write, read, edit and upload the audio and written versions of tomorrow's dollop during the day, in between all the various things that are scheduled. I started writing today's dollop at 3 o'clock, and it's now 4 o'clock. I could technically write another dollop today, for tomorrow, and schedule it to be published for sometime the following day. But a part of me relishes the challenge of succeeding writing, recording and publishing on the road. Plus, I'm too lazy to write any more today. If you are at the gig tomorrow and you see me typing on stage, then you know that things have gotten serious. I think that might be a step too far, although it would be impressive if I could sing and type at the same time, perhaps typing in rhythm to the singing. This would take multitasking to a whole new level. Back tomorrow, definitely, even at the risk of being massively antisocial and possibly ruining a gig. At least I'm getting paid for this crazy venture though, eh? No, hang on. I am an idiot. Goodness knows where I'm going to record tomorrow's blog post. Exciting. Worth listening for, eh? Just for that.